Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bad things for him was that one altercation he had with the fan when he got out of his car after Raiders lost, and it just didn't look good for Donald Penn there. He knew exactly what was going on. You never get out of your car when you're a professional player or a celebrity. He did. Everyone caught it on camera. It wasn't great.
That's Bigger Bradder, a Raiders super fan, talking about Donald Penn, the one time he got in an altercation with the fan in the parking lot. Donald Penn released by the Oakland Raiders. Aaron Wilson says that the Texans have interest in bringing in the three-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle. He's 35 years old, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to hear it in just a sec. He is straight nasty, John Lopez. Nobody is safe. Opposing players, teammates, fans, media, all of you need to hide if the Texans bring in Donald Penn. But I think a lot of people, including a lot of loopholes on the text line, 713-572-4610, think that it would be a great thing to bring some nasty specifically on that offensive line on the Texans roster.
I want some nasty. Who said that? Greg Popovich? Give me some nasty. I want nasty. That's a good quality to have. I don't remember that incident. I don't know if you do or
I'll
not.
Take you down memory lane.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, the Texans are not going to be alone in trying to bring him on board. So they've got to make it happen.
They've got to make it happen, and they've got to add some starters, because the OG came to work today with some stats. And everybody loves when the man who's covered our teams for 30 years comes in with some stats. John Lopez, before we hear about Donald Penn's altercation with fans, opposing players, and even teammates, and we're going to hear some audio proof of that, tell us just how much the Texans have failed to address their offensive line problems compared to the other teams in the league.
Right. I mentioned it in passing a second ago. Here are the details, okay? This is all according to Pro Football Focus. These are the bottom six offensive lines in football for the 2018 season. Number 32, Arizona. What did they do? They went out and got two players, Sweezy and Gilbert. 31 ranked offensive line, Miami Dolphins. What'd they do? They went out and got Asiata and Sterup. I'm talking about during free agency right now. 30 Chargers haven't addressed it. That's one team that hasn't addressed it in free agency. 29 Vikings. They went out and got two players too, Isadora and Collins. 28 Raiders. They went out and got two players.
Trent Brown.
Good and Trent Brown. And 27 Bengals. They went out and got Miller. So the worst offensive lines in the NFL during free agency to varying degrees have gone out and gotten, outside of the Chargers and your Houston Texans, the worst teams have gone out and gotten, by and large, two players. Four of the teams, Arizona, Miami, the Vikings, and the Raiders, went out and signed two offensive linemen this offseason. The Texans have not signed anyone.
Well, there's some good news for you, though, John.
All right.
There's some very good news for you. We're trying to fix the Texans' offensive line. Everybody else is doing it. It's the Texans' turn. Jordan Mills of the Buffalo Bills, he's visiting today. He's a three-year starter in Buffalo. There's one. The other one, the guy we just mentioned, Donald Penn, three-time Pro Bowler, 35 years old, Oakland Raiders. He's a little bit nasty, though. Mm-hmm. I will say this. He's a little bit nasty because there was a viral video of him a couple years ago with a fan. And this is the fan's account of what happened. And if you haven't seen the video, Donald Penn is driving out of the stadium after a loss. And there's a fan yelling at him about his salary. This is what the fan says happened when Donald Penn confronted him in the parking lot.
He did a false start, you know, and I got kind of pissed. Like, you know, he missed camp and he got a fat paycheck, $21 million. And I just made a video and I was like, $21 million? Like, $21 million for real? Like, I mean, if you getting paid that much money, you got to pay attention. He went my DMs and he said, you bitch. That's why your ass still broke. Next time you at the game, come say it to my face. So that's all I did. So when I was there, I was like, hey, $21 million. I was like, I'm here. I'm out here.
Okay, so Donald Penn saw this video where the fans started doing $21 million. He slid in the DMs, said, meet me outside, catch me outside. How about that? Meet me in the parking lot. Here is some footage of what it sounded like when Donald Penn went and got in this fan's face. And it's very interesting because this fan, he can't be over 6 feet tall. but he's sitting there yelling $21 million. So Donald Penn parks the car, and he confronts the fan, and this is a little snippet of what it sounded like when the three-time Pro Bowler confronted the troll.
Get up, bro! Get up, $21 million!
There we go!
Come on, bro!
So it got a little bit ugly. He went back in the car. Security was called. Donald Penn, no fan is safe. So all you Twitter trolls out there, all you people online, all you Texans fans that want to call out people for their salaries, be very aware of things, because if Donald Penn comes to town, things are going to get nasty and you're not going to be safe in the NRG parking lot.
Not a good look. Not the best look for Donald Penn, but I honestly don't have a big problem with it. He shouldn't have done it, but I get why he did it. You know, this guy talking about him like that, probably shouldn't have done it, but I get it. And I do like that streak of nastiness in him.
Can I interest you in some more nasty?
Absolutely.
We're talking about the nastiness of Donald Penn of the Oakland Raiders. He is a free agent, 35 years old. He would probably be a starter for your Houston Texans. Wade Smith has spoke out in his favor, saying they need to bring him in. We've seen him get nasty with fans. What about opponents? Because there was a game involving the Raiders and the Chiefs in which Derek Carr was hit late. And we don't like to see Deshaun Watson hit late, but a lot of times it just doesn't seem like the offensive line protect Deshaun Watson as much as we'd like to see. Well, Derek Carr got hit late. Donald Penn decided he was going to go hit the person who hit Derek Carr late. A brawl ensued, and this is Donald Penn talking about why he did that after his quarterback got hit late.
I saw my quarterback on the ground, and I saw somebody hit him late, and I don't play that. So my immediate thing was to run over there and get on him.
Sign this guy. Sign this guy now. I'm serious. That's exactly what you want. It reminds me of guys like, you know, good dudes, like Eric Winston would have done that. I've seen Eric Winston do that. You know, good dudes. Chris Myers, our guy, one of the nicest guys you'll ever know. He'd have done that. Absolutely. Sign this guy. Sign him.
Okay, so you don't mind him. You don't mind Donald Penn getting into it with fans. You don't mind him getting into it with
opponents. Well, I mind it to a degree. I understand the fan thing. I don't mind it at all.
What about teammates?
Well, I have to see this. I have to hear this.
Things can get heated on the NFL sidelines sometimes, and sometimes grown men amidst one of the most intense physical sports that you could possibly play, a lot of times they get in altercations. A lot of times you see them yelling at each other on the sidelines. There was a game where Donald Penn and Michael Crabtree were face-to-face arguing on the sidelines. Donald Penn was asked about it, and this is his explanation of why he might not only argue with fans, he can also argue with opponents, but teammates aren't safe either. Here's Donald Penn, the new a potential future Houston Texans offensive lineman.
You love that nigga.
No, not nigga.
I'm just saying, you just talk with the Marshawn stuff, now you want to go to Crab. Telling them all some other stuff I ain't never heard before. But Crabtree, me and Crabtree are cool, man. People argue, man. It's football cheated, man. Me and Crabtree got in a little argument, man. We good. My brother, bro. I went up to him right after that, man. Dapped him up, man. He was trying to make a point. I was trying to make a point, man. We two grown men trying to make a point, man. Eventually, one grown man going to get their point across, and we both trying to make the same point. Man. It wasn't happening. So, you know what I mean? We're around each other all the time. So, sometimes can be a little edgy and get a little cheated, but me and Crabtree fine, man. We good.
Man, sign his ass, please.
Yeah, sign him.
We need that nasty. We deserve that nasty, don't we?
We absolutely need that, big time. I did just watch the video while I was listening to that of the thing with the Raiders fan. As much as you know, he shouldn't have done that, but I don't have a huge problem with it. I got to give that little skinny dude that's about 5'11" a little bit of credit, because when Penn started coming at him, did you see what he did?
He put his arms up and said, I'm right here, bro.
He took his hat off, too, and gave it to a buddy like, all right, if it's going down, I won't be here.
But honestly, would you take a punch for $200,000 or whatever the lawsuit would be? I'd be in his face, too, because as soon as he punches him, you're getting paid. It ain't that ballsy.
Yeah.
Now, especially when the cameras are there.
When that guy's coming at you, you tell me again.
Loopholes. Let's bring Donald Penn to town. At DPenn70. At DPENN70 on Twitter. Just hit him up and tell him Houston needs some of that nasty. Because we know that they need some nasty. We need a guy who's got Deshaun Watson's back. Just stay out of his DMs because you won't be safe. And if him and DeAndre Hopkins get into it, what'd he say? eventually one grown man's going to get his point across.
Yeah, I think so. I think I know which one.
We'll just get our popcorn ready and enjoy that. But at D-Penn 70, potential Houston Texan. We're going to ask John McClain in a few minutes if Donald Penn to Houston could actually be a thing. And Jordan Mills, who's going to be in town from the Buffalo Bills, will he be available to fix that Texans offensive line as well? In the loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez on Sports Radio 610. Did you see the biggest news in sports right now? It involves baseball and money. It's not Dallas Keuchel. He's still on the market. But the reports are that the Angels are going to sign Mike Trout to a record-setting deal. 12 years, $430 million. John, can you do that math for me real quick? Tell me how much that's worth.
12 years, $430 million. Every penny guaranteed in baseball. That is pretty incredible. I mean, that's the difference between baseball and everybody else. $35.8 million a year.
Bryce Harper was already talking about recruiting Mike Trout to Philadelphia. It doesn't look like that's going to happen because Mike Trout's going to be making a hell of a lot of money. And that's a lot of money to accept getting your ass kicked by the Astros for the next decade. I would do it.
162 games in a season. Let's say he starts every game. Would you like to show up for work every day for $221,000?
What kind of question is that?
Every day you show up to work, you get $221,000.
What kind of freaking question is that? That's John McClain money right there. J.J. Watt has weighed in on this, by the way, and he said, quote, "Hey, at Houston Texans, Mike Trout and I kind of look alike. How do you feel about a 12-year, $430 million fully guaranteed deal for me, too?" Race car! Do they really look alike?
You know what? I haven't really thought about that. They don't, do they?
No. They look nothing alike. I don't know what the hell JJ's talking about.
JJ's dropping a race card on himself.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell JJ's talking about. JJ, you got enough money, man. You don't need that $430 million. Come on, man. I'm not a fan of that, but it is interesting to wonder. I wonder what JJ is going to get his next deal too. He ain't going to get no 430.
I'm looking closer at Mike Trout. Not really.
Yeah, nothing
alike.
Not
really.
I don't know what the hell JJ's talking about there. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We're going to, in the spirit of March Madness, we're going to go through a bracket.
This is going to be fun. The top 16 professional quarterbacks in the history of Houston football. I have seeded them. I have seen 14 of the 16 live and in person as a professional, you know, in my work. The only two that I have not were before my time. Maybe John McClain has seen one or two of both of them, but I have not. So we're going to play this out.
We'll do that next.
Can you imagine?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.